Day 1. Investing in a better night's sleep beforehand during the day. How well you sleep is determined by several important factors, and the first, most fundamental thing that affects sleep is everyday stress. To understand this more clearly, let's take a look at your body's autonomic nervous system. This part of you operates outside your conscious awareness and regulates your breathing, heart rate, digestion, metabolism, and overall equilibrium. Divided into two branches, the sympathetic branch triggers the body's fight, freeze, or flight stress response, and the parasympathetic branch triggers the relaxation response. The stress response evolved to help you survive danger by flooding your body with powerful stress hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol, and putting all your body's major systems on high alert. The relaxation response evolved to return your body to a state of equilibrium, restoration, and replenishment. Your autonomic nervous system hasn't evolved to cope with the drip-drip effect of everyday stress, and doesn't recognize the difference between real or imagined danger. It will respond much the same way to your spilling a cup of coffee on the carpet as it would to a car narrowly missing you as you step off the pavement. It also doesn't differentiate between different types of stress. Anxiety, working too hard, painful emotions, relationship difficulties, illness, not getting enough rest, or even overexcitement all contribute to your body's stress load. And as stress builds up over a period of time, it becomes normalized as the body's default mode. This results in an overactive mind, diminished ability to focus, fluctuating energy levels, erratic moods, poor temper control, impaired digestion, lowered immune function, and difficulty sleeping. So the first thing that needs to be addressed when you are looking to establish better sleeping patterns is to manage your stress levels during the day. Anxiety and stress are usually caused by our perception of events and circumstances. How we view something decides whether we are relaxed, stressed, or somewhere in between. Like most people, it's likely that you have established habitual ways of thinking that add to the stress load on your body and thus disturb your sleep. Practicing mindfulness during your day will help you manage these unhelpful habitual thought patterns. Whenever you notice yourself running an anxious or stressful thought, become aware of the physical and emotional stress doing that is causing you. Let the thought go and come back to the here and now. Feel your feet on the ground and breathe the tension out from your body. Repeating this powerful stress buster as many times as you can throughout your day will be a valuable investment in a better night's sleep. The second thing that's fundamental to managing your stress levels during the day is to look after your body's needs. The more present you are, the easier this will be. Listen to when your body is tired, hungry, thirsty, overstimulated, or carrying emotions that want to be addressed. Your body is the best friend you have, so it deserves to be treated with respect and compassion. A healthy mid-morning snack to balance your blood sugar levels, having a power nap to reboot your energy, and taking mini breaks outside in the fresh air to clear your mind will help your body to cope with the onslaught of everyday stress and enable you to sleep more soundly at night. Today's sleep meditation explores becoming present to your body. Allow your eyes to comfortably close and breathe out in a long sigh down the full length of your body, allowing your body to release what it's brought with it here and no longer needs to carry. Come away from your thoughts. Become aware of your body's weight and volume, and the movements your body makes as you breathe. Breathe out in another long sigh, allowing your body to soften and release yet more of what it is holding. Let it flow out and away on your breath. In your own time, become aware of the surface directly beneath your body. Notice the weight of your body is supported. And as you breathe out, give more of your body's weight to the support. Allowing your body to become heavy. Letting it soften into the mattress. In your own time, become aware of the surface beneath your head. Notice the weight of your head is supported. As you breathe out, give more of the weight of your head to the support. Allowing your head to become heavy. Letting it soften into the pillow. Become aware of the surface beneath your shoulders. Notice the weight of your shoulders is supported. As you breathe out, give more of that weight to the support. Allowing your shoulders to become heavy. letting them soften into the mattress. Become aware of the surface beneath your arms and hands. Notice the weight of your arms and hands is supported. As you breathe out, give more of their weight to the support. Allowing your arms and hands to become heavy. Letting them soften where they rest. Become aware of the surface beneath your upper back. Notice the weight of your upper back is supported. As you breathe out, give more of its weight to the support. Allowing your upper back to become heavy. Letting it soften into the mattress. Become aware of the surface beneath your lower back. Notice the weight of your lower back is supported. As you breathe out, give more of its weight to the support. Allowing your lower back to become heavy. Letting it soften into the mattress. Become aware of the surface beneath your bottom and hip. Notice the weight of your bottom and hips is supported. As you breathe out, give more of their weight to the support. Allowing your bottom and hips to become heavy. Letting them soften into the mattress. Become aware of the surface beneath your legs and feet. Notice the weight of your legs and feet is supported. As you breathe out, give more of their weight to the support. Allowing your legs and feet to become heavy. Letting them soften into the mattress. Notice the whole of your body's weight is supported. Breathe out yet more of what your body is holding.